Constitution Day, Donald Trump announces 1776 commission to fight left-wing indoctrination. By Charlie Spiring on September 17, 2020. President Donald Trump on Thursday announced the creation of a 1776 commission to fight the growth of far-left revisionist history such as the 1619 Project. The legacy of 1776 will never be erased, Trump said in a speech at the National Archives building to celebrate Constitution Day. The 1776 Commission will promote patriotic education in America's schools and oppose reductionist partisan historical narratives. The president's speech was the sharpest criticism to date of critical race theory in education and media. Whether it is the mob on the street or the cancel culture in the boardroom, the goal is the same, Trump said. To silence dissent, to scare you out of speaking the truth and to bully Americans into abandoning their values, their heritage, and their very way of life. He specifically called out critical race theory as a Marxist doctrine that America is a wicked and racist nation which holds that concepts such as hard work, rational thinking, the nuclear family, and believing in God are mere aspects of whiteness. We embrace the vision of Martin Luther King, where children are not judged by the color of their skin but of the content of their character, he said, adding that the left wants to create a new segregation by viewing everything through the lens of race. Trump also called out the New York Times 1619 Project for its revisionist history about the founding of America. Critical race theory, the 1619 Project, and the crusade against American history is toxic propaganda, ideological poison that, if not removed, will dissolve the civic bonds that tie us together, he said. The president cited the ongoing riots in America's major cities as evidence that the radical left is tearing the country apart. The left-wing rioting and mayhem are the direct result of decades of left-wing indoctrination in our schools, Trump said. The president vowed to not only protect America's heritage but to vocally defend the treasured values within the Constitution. We are here today to declare that we will never submit to tyranny. We will reclaim our history and our country for citizens of every race, color, religion, and creed, he said. He argued that American history has a heritage of progress and virtue, not merely systemic racism. America's founding set in motion the unstoppable chain of events that abolished slavery, secured civil rights, defeated communism and fascism, and built the most fair, equal, and prosperous nation in human history, he said.